we're going to bring the girls in from the Lady Bluehawks Summer League team, right?
Yes, yes.
So
yes.
Would you mind going to get them? And I'll just sit here and I'll chop it up with the group. All right. So have a seat, everybody. Just have a seat. Your dad's not coming in? No, Matt? Got to get Matt. You got to get Matt. That's my bro. Yeah, man. Me and Matt, that's my bro. Like, Matt has to be on. Like, what? You know, your father, man. We'll talk. I like him, man. He's a good dude. So, welcome, ladies. Just put your headphones
Introduce
on.
Introduce yourselves. Introduce yourselves.
Put your headphones on. Okay. So, what I want to do is you guys can tell me your name, what school you go to, and what position you play on the basketball court.
Yes.
And just make sure you speak right into the mics because a lot of people out here listening and they want to hear what you have to say.
All right. I'm Hannah Romano. I go to Hudson High, and I play big and forward.
Okay. Are you – what class are you? Freshman?
Oh, I'm going into sophomore year.
Okay.
All right.
Hi, I'm Marlia Perry. I go to Deconic Hills. I play a guard, sometimes forward, and I am going to be a sophomore.
Okay. So we're glad to have you here.
Yes.
Yes. The first question, and Mike, we're going to get to you, but I want to talk to the ladies for a second. Basketball for girls. Is this something that you guys wanted to do? Like, when did you decide, like, hey, I think I like this basketball thing?
For me, it was probably when I was around 12 or 13 for me, for sure. Mm-hmm. When I definitely knew that this is something I want to keep doing.
Did you play like YDBL and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Or okay. I mean, did you do anything like with your dad or with your mom? Like, I don't know, maybe in the backyard. Like, what made you want to play basketball?
I think for me, it was my dad.
Okay.
My dad coached at Hudson for a good 10 years.
Okay.
Varsity. And he just like was a lot into it. So he was the one who pushed me to want to play.
Okay, so you were supposed to play. Your dad's a coach, so
yeah.
I get it. Okay. No. I'm just trying to figure out like where the love come from,
right,
because
right.
You know, basketball is a very hard sport, and we'll get into that. Because one of the questions I want to ask you guys, and you can think about it now: do you like basketball or do you love it? And you don't have to answer it right now, but it is a really serious question, because the answer to that question will determine how far you go in basketball. But just think about it. So, young Perry. You don't have to tell me. I mean, your dad was phenomenal in basketball. I think he probably was the best player I ever seen in my whole entire life. Am I doing good, Matt? All right. No, but what about you? What made you want to play basketball?
You're right about my dad. He's a big influence in a lot of areas of my life, and he loved basketball, still does. And I started out younger playing in a rec league at mm-hmm. our school. And then as I got older, I just started to love the game more and more. And my dad would always put in the extra work with me and help me out to really, like, help me get better. And he pushed me to do my best. And I just loved the sport. And I loved to play with my dad. And it was a good way for us to bond and to get to know the sport better.
Okay. At some point, I'm going to ask you if you can beat him or if you have beat him. That's going to come up, too. So you guys go to different schools. How is it playing with someone that goes to a different school that you will eventually have to play against when the regular season comes?
Kind of bittersweet, because like you grow this bond where you are no longer just teammates, your family,
mm-hmm.
where on and off the court you work. So it's like you want to get to know them, play with them good, but once it's one-on-one against each other, it's like, whoa. So you got to back off a little bit.
Same or?
Yeah, I think it's sort of like at the start of the season you don't really know them as well because they're from a different school, and then we really got really close this season, and I love playing with the Hudson team, and it's been a really good experience. And I've played against people that have been on the same team as me before,
mm-hmm.
and we play hard, we compete, and then afterwards we're friends and everything's fine. And I hope it'll be the same with this team. It definitely will be.
Okay, basketball is, there's a saying that they have, and I think they're going to change the saying because of the times, but they always used to say basketball is a thinking man's game. That's big. All coaches know that. But we're going to say a thinking person's game because the women are in that too. You guys play together. One of the things you should know is the weaknesses of the other person. Will you guys use those weaknesses, and will you tell your teammates, like, listen, she doesn't like to go left. She'll dribble right two times, and that's it. Will you use those to win, or do you have such a bond that says, you know, I'm going to take it easy on her as long as we win?
Just be honest. I mean,
I think I'd cut her some slack, honestly. That's just a type of person I am. I wouldn't say nothing.
I feel like I wouldn't take it easier on anyone just because I know them. Just because it's the team that you're playing on that sort of you have to be loyal to in the moment. Like, of course, I'd have good sportsmanship, as good mm-hmm. as possible. But I think I'd still go as hard as I possibly could. Yeah. As for telling the team about their weaknesses, I don't know. That's a tough question.
I mean, but it's reality if you think about yeah. it. You know, especially if somebody's really good, you might have to say, listen, I know she doesn't want to go left. She'll do it twice, but she's not going to go left. Yeah. Ness, any questions? Because I don't want to take up the whole interview.
How do you feel like, because I know women's basketball doesn't get a lot of attention as men's basketball. What do you think? What do you feel about that? Like, how do you feel about not getting a lot as much as attention as the boys? Like, how would you change that if you could?
I think for me, it's determination. Like, us getting to love the game for ourselves more is getting us to push ourselves more to be recognized. So not just sitting back and just playing, but being like, no, we're going to make a difference. We're going to stand out.
Right,
kind of yeah. just playing.
I feel hard. That.
Yeah, Hannah's right. Like, we just have to work hard to get that recognition right. because we're going to have to work harder than the guys in the first place to get just as much recognition right. as them. So we just have to push ourselves to get the recognition that we really want. And I think that you can see that in how the stories about us have been going around with
yes.
getting
yes.
to nationals.
Yes.
And stuff.
I respect that. Yeah. yeah.
Speaking of the boys, how do you girls compare yourself to the boys? Are there boys out there that you feel that you can play and beat? Do you think it's more of a size thing? Are you willing to challenge, you know, a boy your age or anything like that?
We actually recently had some people challenge us. they were saying that they could beat us 3-on-5, and we were like, no way. Like, what? How? So I think that it's really, if we want to push ourselves, that it would be good to, if we compare ourselves to the boys, like, we could beat them. We just have to work our hardest.
Okay. Hannah, same thing?
Yeah, we're good. So, and we all balance each other out. Like, some have weaknesses, the other have strengths, and we balance each other out with that. So if boys want to come against us, we'll take them, but okay. we got to stay focused.
I feel that. I respect
yeah, yeah.
it. Yeah.
I think they should put something like that together. You know, I like to see, the one thing that I've learned from playing different levels of basketball, high school basketball was a little different when we were younger. We had some okay girls on high school. I don't think any of them really loved the sport. But when I got to college, like, we actually would train with a girl. Like, we had a playbook that was probably, like, yeah. massive. And we would, whatever position you were, you'd have to sit with the girl and you guys would go over the plays together. So I learned a lot more respect for girls players. Like, I mean, like, they are really good. But I think if you want to be, like, a dominant player, you really have to mm-hmm. go out and beat a guy. Like,
yeah.
like, and not just your dad, but you got to beat, you know, you really got to go beat some guys. So it would be nice if the coaches put you up against some guys, just so you, I mean, guys talk about that when girls can actually beat them.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So is basketball for you guys recreational, or is this something that you want to do long term, like maybe college and even further than that, like WNBA?
I definitely would like to play college for sure. It's kind of like having to put yourself aside, though, like having to know that it's a different lifestyle and you got to work hard. So having to get up early, do your drills, running, working out. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's definitely something that I want to pursue long term.
Okay.
I also think that it would be good to do basketball long term. I used to not have the confidence to say that, like, oh, I'm not good enough for that. But actually playing with this team has helped me gain a lot of confidence. And a lot of these girls are determined and want to go further in basketball. And that's made me realize that it is attainable if you put in the work.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
that's a good answer.
Yes.
And you know what? Not having the confidence sometimes is good, as long as you have the work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
If you have too much confidence too soon, that might, you know, bust your bubble. But if you don't have the confidence, that means you're going to work harder to be able to get to that level. Let's talk about, because I have some more questions, but let's talk about the tournament that you guys were in. And Mike, you want to jump in? And first, girls, tell me first what you had to do to actually get to be able to be invited to this tournament and how everything worked out when you guys got there.
So it's kind of a long story. We played in Lake George. We won a tournament. That was going to be our last tournament. And I got a phone call Monday morning one of the coaches asked me to play in a tournament that they had, and it was a national qualifier, and we didn't know that until we won. We went home, I got another phone call, said, hey, you guys got invited, we qualified for nationals. So, you know, talking to the parents, the girls didn't know. We were trying to keep it a secret. We were trying to make it happen. We didn't have the funds. Mm-hmm. And then the community just pulled together, and they made it happen for us. So our last tournament we played in, we won it, and that's what put us in nationals.
Okay. And where'd you guys end up going to play for nationals?
King of Prussia. It's like 45 minutes out of Philly. Okay. So we were in Pennsylvania playing.
So how'd that go?
Pretty good. We need work. You know, this team needs work, and they can play the game. But it was a learning experience for me myself, because these kids are strong. Mm-hmm. My girls can play the game. It's just these teams were just stronger than us. And the girls know we've been working on that, and we're not done. We'll be back there.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So girls, what was the experience like? The one thing that Janessa had said, me and her talked about it a couple weeks. I was like, if they go to this tournament, either win or lose, they're going to learn something from this mm-hmm. tournament. It's like it's almost like a test to see where we rank at in nationals. So what did you guys learn from that experience?
Honestly, we learned that you're not like the best have to lose to get better. You have to lose. You can't always win. I learned that it's, you really have to have your thinking straight on and off the court. Mm-hmm. When you're on the court, you have to put your pride aside, and you have to like really put it together that these girls, we got to work together. We're strong, because the other girls, for sure, they were really, really good. And coach even said there was like some girls that were like the main point of the tournament, but we had to get that out of our heads and focus on this is what we have to do. So it was really a learning experience for us, working together as a team and thinking about what we're doing and really playing the game, not just doing it for ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah, and you get to see the other teams that are out there. You can be the best in your area, and you can go to a bigger mm-hmm. tournament, and you see what you, it puts it in perspective for you. You see how good these other teams are, and they're just as driven as you, and they're trying to accomplish the same goals that you are, and the only way that you're going to get to the top is to be better than them, be better than the yeah. best. So we really saw these are some of the best teams, and these are the ones that we have to beat if we want to get to that point.
I got to give you guys, you ladies, a clap.
Yeah, you guys are amazing. Yeah,
I want to tell you guys out there listening something. We were in the hallway before the show came on, and they were saying stuff like, oh, they don't talk. They're not going to say anything.
And I was like, listen,
I just said, you know, it's not really them just talking. You just got to ask them the right questions. So let's go back, because this is important to me. And I remember from being on a basketball team. And don't think I'm being crazy, but do you guys have boyfriends?
No. Oh, you pulled it out.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about that. Because, see, the one thing, remember before I asked you in the beginning, do you like basketball or do you love basketball? And do you guys have boyfriends, and how do they play a part in you becoming better as a basketball player and then as a teammate?
Well, my boyfriend, actually, he plays basketball, too.
Okay.
And
good match.
he's also really into the sport, so I think that's a really good thing, because he could always help me out if I wanted someone to help me out with anything. And he understands when I'm busy, when I have games, when I have practices. Like, he totally gets that. And mm-hmm. he knows that basketball is going to come before a lot of other things in my life, including him sometimes.
Okay.
I respect it.
Good answer, yeah.
Yes.
For me, basketball is my boyfriend.
So, I got to give you five.
Yeah,
I
got to give you five for that.
That was good. Okay.
I don't know. I haven't been focusing on that or trying to pursue one, because I recently, like a few months ago, walked out of one. And like doing that, I was okay, because I was like, all right, this is where I got to focus. Because, yeah, people are different. Like, me and Mar are totally different people. So maybe she can handle that. But for me, I need to stay focused. I want to go to college. So I got to put all my distractions to the side because mm-hmm. relationships young for me don't work out. They just, it's drama and it just, it gets you confused. So.
That's good. I mean, in college, they kind of tell you to stay away from girlfriends. You're not really supposed to have them because they break your focus and stuff like that. That's why I wanted to ask, because all these questions are questions that, you know, have happened to me in situations. I'm going to tell you, ladies, something that a coach told me before, and it worked for me, and I don't know if it'll work for you guys. I hope so. A coach asked me, he said, if you had to guard yourself, what would you do to stop yourself? And he said, before you even answer, just go out and fix it. So that's more looking inside yourself. You know your own weaknesses. You know what you have to work on, because coaches are like scouts, and that's all they do. They just sit there, and they watch, and they watch, and then they just give you a game plan. Like, as I said earlier, you know, she can't dribble left. She will dribble a couple times, but she won't go steady. If that is you, you need to go out there and work on it. Yeah. All right. So, can you beat your dad? we'll say 3-point contest. We'll, you know.
Well, 3-point contest, shooting is not his strong point. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll have to test it out. But
you never played him?
Well, we've played before, but he's a lot bigger. he's a lot taller, a lot stronger. So that's a little, just a little bit of an advantage.
After the first time Hudson played Taconic Hills, Bryce said, "Where'd she learn how to shoot? I know you didn't teach her."
So obviously, you know, shooting's not. I'm just a little bit better at that than him.
Well, I mean, that's good. I mean, that makes that he's a great teacher. You know, he knew his weaknesses, so he gave you his. His weaknesses make your strength. So, I mean, you would expect to be. I saw you shoot, too. You are a good shooter.
Thank you.
And I just want to say, I want to shout out my Uncle Michael because this, I know he loves doing this for the girls, for himself. Like, it's, I'm just proud of him. I'm proud of you girls. I hope you guys keep doing this every summer. And, you know, go Lady Hawks.
I want to know. Oh, they're giving us gifts, Ness. We got gifts.
And, snap, we got the shirt.
Let's give. Listen, we're going to do, Ness, this is what we're going to do, right?
Family. That's what's up.
We're going to get him to clap, right? And then we got to make sure, because Slay listening. And, you know, he.
Shout out, Slay.
Slay, you know.
Shout out, Slay.
Slay don't have no more shirts, dog. this is it. I got more questions. Okay, what is the hardest part about basketball? What is the hardest part about being a basketball player?
I think it could be actually knowing the game. Because for basketball, there's a lot of little tweaks. And when you're playing, the other team has different plays. And you have to be alarmed and ready on your feet mm-hmm. to be like, all right, this ball is getting shot. So where is it going to go? You got to be alert. I think that's the hardest part, is really knowing it and understanding.
I got to give you a clap. That was good. That was good. I might have you girls come back and bring the boys in and then have you guys teach the boys
how to act like speak.
not only speak, but the preparation. Like, that answer right there, that's a coach's answer right there. That was great. Hannah, I know you can do it.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. That was Hannah.
Well, for me, basketball is such a mental thing in everything I do. So if I'm shooting and I've been making my shots, I can keep making them. But if I start missing, I'll get in my own head and I'll start worrying about it. So I think for me, I have to, like, the hardest part is just keeping a positive attitude about myself. Like, okay, every shot, like, this one's going down, this one's going down, instead of getting in my own head about it and letting it mess me up and trip me up in the game.
Okay, let me give you a clap, but I got some advice, too. No, really. I'm saying. Because at one point in time, you can ask your father, I was a very good shooter. And I still am. I'll beat you. I promise. But listen, this is what worked for me. You're going to miss shots. That's going to happen. But I had this area on the court that I called my confidence shot. It could be a foul shot. You know, it could be somewhere that I knew if I took 10 of them, I would make 9 of them, even if I had the flu. You have to find that spot on that court where no matter what, you can make it. Because sometimes it's just seeing the ball go through the basket. So if you miss a couple shots, say, let me get to my spot. When I make this one, it'll give you that confidence you need. So when you're working on practicing, mm-hmm. just find a spot like, yeah, this is my hot spot. Boom, boom, boom. And then when you miss a couple, say, listen, if I get to the foul line, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I'm going to give myself the clap for that. That's like, I'm telling you, watch. When you try it, you're going to be like, it works. Here's a big question. What can we at Drive Time do to help promote all girls basketball? Because you guys were talking, and Ness had asked a question about maybe the guys getting a little bit more pub than that. What can we do to help you guys get more people at the games, to get more people, you know, pulling up to your Facebook pages saying, thank you, great job. What can we do on a weekly basis? Because we're on every Wednesday, and we want to help.
That's a big question. I mean,
this right here is great, what you're doing now. Like, thank you so much. This is amazing.
Well, I will definitely be paying attention and, like, shouting out the games, times, and then maybe even some stats and stuff like that. But, and I'll try to get people to go. I'll go. So, yeah. I mean.
Well, what we've done with the boys, and I even, like, you guys know how Bryce is. Bryce is just so shy. Like, me and Bryce are friends, and I'm like, when are you going to come on the radio? Like, when are you going to come on the radio? But right now, what we're doing with Briscoe and what we do with Coach Davey is weekly they come on and they just talk about what's going on with their teams. And Mike, if you want to do that, you don't have to come into the studio, but you can call us once a week. Matt, if you want to do it for TH, you can call us once a week and say, hey, we had a game today. This is what happened. We have a game this day. Just so that we can be involved and our listeners can be involved.
Right.
Because from what I can hear, you ladies are really putting in work.
Right.
And the community should be behind you, not only when you need it to go to nationals, but this should be something that we're celebrating all the time.
Right. Exactly.
And the boys, I love the boys, but if I ask the boys the same exact questions that I asked you guys, they're not giving me the same answers.
Nowhere near the same answers.
It's like, but some of the boys, I think a lot of it has to do with, a lot of people are born with talent. So they just think that all I have to do is wake up and I'm going to be good. Yeah. But you guys said something that was so great. You were like, you could be really good here and then leave and not be good at all.
Exactly.
Yeah. But it's like the boys don't really get that until they actually leave.
Right.
You guys are sophomores. Like, for you to understand that, I've always liked girls basketball players better because, one, they make foul shots. You know what I'm saying? Well, they.
I mean, sometimes.
Let me guess, you can't make foul shots.
Yeah, just
now,
it's a big problem.
No, wait, hold on. Hold on. I'm telling you, I was a great shooter. As a freshman, I couldn't make a foul shot. I could shoot from anywhere, but it was something about a foul shot. But it's really about rhythm. You just got to get the same motion every single time. That's it. I don't know if you figure two dribbles, one dribble, one pump, the same thing every single time. And as a shooter, since you love to shoot, you should make yourself and say, I cannot leave this court or start my workout until I make 20 foul shots. And I can't leave until I make 20 foul shots. And if you do that, after a while, you'll say, man, I want to go. I'm going to focus because if you can make a jump shot, you can make a foul shot.
And it works because when I was playing basketball, that's what I did. So, yes.
Me and Ness worked hard.
Yes. And Uncle Michael. So, shout out, y'all. Yeah.
You guys got anything you want to add? You know, shout outs?
To that point, there's been talks about trying to do a tournament locally. So, maybe an all-girls tournament next year and involve multiple schools around here so that people can, you know, instead of having to travel, go to Saratoga, go to Glens Falls, go to Kingston, you know, they could just play right here in their backyard.
Usually what we do, and I'm still up in the air about it, but we usually have a tournament at the end of the summer right before school, and what we do is it's a community tournament. So basically we take the younger kids, they play against each other, the older guys, like the seniors and stuff, they play against the older guys. And then we take the girls' high school team. I usually call up Bryce and have them give me 8 or 10 girls. And they play against, like, the mothers, you know. They kill them every time.
Right.
But here's the thing. They kill them every time, but I'm like, I'm taking credit for them girls when they went undefeated and all that. Like, we gave y'all practice. Like, but it's really good. So, Matt, that's a great idea. I mean, we could put something like that together. As far as a tournament-wide, tournaments are hard. So what we would do is that we would ask you guys to just bring us in 12 players. You know what I'm saying? And I get 12 girls. And like, we get Janessa out there and see you rock. Play against them. You guys want to give out any shout-outs?
Yes, shout-outs.
just one thing quick, too. We are doing a super showcase September 23rd and 24th
okay.
in Massachusetts. So
what part?
Hanover, Mass.
Okay.
We're going out there. There's going to be Division One school, Division One scouts there, and we're going to give it a try. I mean, it ain't. We're going there to give it our all, whether we win, lose, whatever. It's going to be a good learning experience for all the girls, and
sure.
they're learning a lot from it.
Definitely, yeah.
As for shout-outs, all the sponsors and everyone who helped us get to Nationals,
okay.
because that was such a big thing for our team. We had Mike Johnson donate a bus, actually, which was
cool.
so oh, amazing. And cool.
I got to give Mike, I don't know him, but he did clap. uh-huh. Thank you, Mike, for the bus.
Yeah, so we had that, and then we did coin drops outside of LaBella's, and they let us stand there, and we got a lot of donations from there, and it was just so many people in the community who helped us get there, and we really appreciate that.
That's awesome. Next time, you guys got to come here,
yes.
and we'll do it. Last question before I let you guys go. I want you to name your favorite female player and favorite male player,
yes.
and why. No dead air. Ness, name yours.
So my favorite female player, I would have to say definitely Brittany Griner.
Oh, yeah?
And then male, I'm going to have to go with, I don't even know. You know what? I'm going to say Jason Tatum because I'm
okay.
happy he
yeah,
went to the
yeah,
Celtics.
Yeah,
so.
That's cool. yeah.
I'm going to say Taurasi and Penny Hardaway.
Okay, yeah. Taurasi, that's a good one. Anybody else?
Let's see. Favorite female player? I forget her name. The tall girl from UConn.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Rebecca Lobo?
No,
I think her name
Brianna.
Is
Shoot.
Stephanie. I think it is. Is it Stephanie? You know what? I'm going to Google it. You guys got to keep talking.
Okay.
Favorite male player?
Kevin Durant, I think.
All right. Okay. How do you feel about the Warriors situation?
I mean... I don't know. I mean, everyone's kind of bandwagoner these days.
so it's cool because everybody's sure. doing it?
It's whatever. I don't whatever you want to do.
I feel you. Hannah?
I got to say Kia Nurse is my favorite.
Okay.
I really like her. And for a guy, I'd probably be, yeah, KD. I like KD. He's
Matt?
Man, I don't watch much girls, unfortunately, but I should. That girl that was out west with the killer crossover, either Washington or Oregon, I think she went to the WNBA this year. She's great. And then favorite guy, got to go, like, I mean, I grew up watching Jordan, so that's an obvious one. I don't know. Modern-day player, I love watching Steph Curry play. I love watching Klay Thompson. And,
I like Maya Moore.
LeBron might be the best player to ever play the game, and that's as crazy as that sounds. It might be.
Yeah, I'm with Maya Moore. I get to see Maya Moore, and that's something, Coach. I'll let you guys know about. They do this thing called a Jordan Brand Classic, and it's the best high school players. But they just recently, 2 years ago, added a girls' team, and this girl game is phenomenal. I mean, it's Maya Moore is the ambassador. She's there, but it's something that you guys should get down to. Especially as sophomores, so you can really see what the next level looks like. They're, I think, $40-$45, and you get to see four games and a bunch of celebrities because, like, Tatum was there. Actually, we got to see Tatum in, Grand Central Station.
Mm-hmm.
We seen him right there. Like, Dontell just walked up to him. He was just there. I was like, ain't that the guy that's going to Duke? Well, he was just coming out of high school. But this year, we're kind of excited because, there's some good girls coming out of high school too. So,
yes.
But I would go with Maya Moore and LeBron James right now. I like watching LeBron play. So,
yeah.
I'm and referring back to, are you talking about Breonna Stewart?
Yeah, Breonna Stewart. Right. Yeah.
All right. So listen. Thank you guys for coming in. Thanks for the shirt. Sorry, Slay, but we got ours. You don't have one. like I said, open door policy. We want to do whatever we can do, so that we can help you guys be successful.
Yes.
I mean, call. We're on every Wednesday, 4 to 6. You can stop by. You don't need an invitation. Stop by. Boom. Say, hey, we want to talk. Anything that's going on, Mike, please make sure that you remind Janessa about the showcase you guys got coming up.
Yes.
I do have some family and some friends out in Massachusetts. Maybe we can get them to go and support, you know, so.
What? Oh, shout out Aunt Heather, but I want to give Terrence a shout out.
Okay.
Shout out him.
Okay. All right.
But, yeah. Thank you guys for coming on.
Yeah, and we got to get
so
a photo.
Much.
Yes,
yeah, thanks,
photo
thanks guys. And keep working hard. And you guys never answer my question. Like it or love it.
I love it. I love basketball.
All right. So don't let anything get in the way of what you're trying to accomplish.
Yes.
From talking to you guys are going to be all right.
Yes.
You really are. You got your head on right. And good luck. And photo op. You got to take care. Yeah.